Chapter 20. I felt something explode in my chest. Was it fear? Was it anger? I didn't have time to think about it. I only knew that I wasn't going to stand there and let Mrs. Hardesty's monsters attack us. I was still only half human. And as the monsters lumbered forward, I let the beast in me take over. They call me Monster! I cried. And I am a monster! With an animal cry, I spun around and slammed my claws into the giant eggshell. Mr. Wong uttered a startled shout. His arms flew up as the eggshell cracked. The crack was loud enough to silence the monsters. I saw the jagged line spread down the egg from top to bottom. And then, with another loud crack, the top of the shell fell in. Mr. Wong uttered a cry. His hand shot straight up in the air, and he dropped into the egg. He made a loud splash. He kicked out a small, jagged piece of shell. I could see him thrashing and kicking under the thick, yellow yolk. His head sank under the yolky yellow slime, then slid up again. He was sputtering and choking. He sank again, then pushed his face above the thick surface.
I can't swim! He screamed. Get me out of here! I can't swim! Hyborg Xerxes, help me!
Coming, Commander!
She cried. She dove toward the egg. But the monster anger still burned in my chest. I lifted Mrs. Hardesty, or whatever her name was, off the floor with my claws. She squirmed and struggled, but I was too strong for her. I held her high and heaved her over the top into the giant egg. She made a big splash. She and Wong struggled, climbing over each other, twisting and kicking. Sputtering, they sank beneath the yellow yolk. Their mouths opened to scream. They swallowed egg yolk. As my friends and I stared in amazement, they both began to change. Their skin turned green. Their human faces shifted into green monster heads. Their bodies ballooned and twisted. And now, we were watching two green monsters, slapping their claws at each other, wrestling, snarling like beasts. They floundered and thrashed inside the egg. In seconds, they pulled each other down, down to the bottom of the egg. I couldn't see them through the thick yellow goo. Daisy, Duane, and I stood gaping at the egg, watching for them, watching. They didn't come back up. Whew! I breathed a sigh of relief. The evil aliens had been defeated, thanks to me, Monster Monroe. Daisy and Duane flashed me the thumbs-up sign, but we had no time to celebrate. The other monsters remained silent for a few seconds more. They stared at the egg as if waiting for their two leaders to return. And then, they opened their mouths in one long, angry roar. Their eyes turned red with fury. They raised their heads and snapped their jaws hungrily, and came at us, their feet thudding on the carpet. I swallowed hard, watching them attack, and thought, I can't fight them all, can I?